Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Brad Gasplin with KNIA KRLS News. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we'll be talking with Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department about how they're getting ready for tulip time and what to do if severe weather strikes Pella during tulip time.
So how do you guys deal with all the extra people that are around during tulip time?
Tulip time, we start meetings in March with the steering committee. And we go over everything from parking to street closures to, you know, if we're going to turn one street into a one-way, something like that, to help with traffic flow. Really, the influx of people is the biggest part for us for tulip time. Everything else pretty much runs itself. I mean, you know, we're here in case there's a problem, help guide people where they're what they're looking for. Other than that, it's... be around to help where we're needed, and that's about it.
So will there be officers out and about during tulip time that people could find pretty easily?
Yes. All the reserves are actually scheduled for the 3 days of tulip time. We have five reserves. They'll be up in the downtown area, as well as the full-time officers. We designate the full-time officers to drive in the parades and then be a roving car outside of the tulip time festivities for the normal day-to-day calls. But if anybody has a problem, downtown, West Market Park, the Mallingrat, really anywhere in that area, look for a uniformed officer and they can help you with whatever you need.
Are there any places that people can't drive during tulip time? I'm sure there's got to be some place.
There are all sorts of places. Just as far as heavy traffic, it's difficult to drive about anywhere in the city during tulip time, but mainly the downtown area. There's certain times that certain streets get closed down and barricades go up. That revolves around the parade times, 2:30 in the afternoon and 8:30 in the evening. Usually about an hour and a half before those parades start, the police department will be around town putting up barricades. If you see a barricade, please don't get out of your car and move it. It's there for a reason. I know we deal with that about every year. But if you see a barricade, don't move it. It's there for a reason. And it's for the public safety because there's a lot of people, a lot of foot traffic in the downtown area. Mainly Main Street, Franklin Street, the parade route is a safe bet. If you're anywhere, if you have to go anywhere where you know the parade is going, you're probably not going to be able to drive the same way that you did, you know, last week. There's going to be streets shut down. So
what can people do if there's severe weather during tulip time?
Severe weather, what the steering committee and the police department has done, we've made a list of tornado shelter locations. Most of these are around the downtown area. The churches, any church within about a five block radius of the downtown area is pretty safe. If the tornado warning sirens go off, if you can find a church, go to a church. The doors will be open. You can get in and get to the basement. Also, the Memorial Building, which is right next to City Hall up on Broadway Street on the west side of the square, and below the Tulip Tower. Is another location. If you know kind of where you're at and you're from town, also the Mallingrat Underground Garage is an option. If you're close to that, you can get there. And there again, if the tornado sirens go off, a lot of people that are from out of town aren't going to know what they're hearing. They're going to know something's probably wrong, but they're not going to know it's a tornado warning siren. So I just encourage people to look for a uniformed officer and ask what's going on. That uniformed officer is going to be running around trying to get people headed in the right direction and trying to keep people safe in that situation.
Has there ever been any severe weather in the past during tulip time that you guys have had to deal with?
I believe, I don't remember the exact year. It was one of my first couple tulip times. I want to say 2002, we had a tornado warning. And that time we filled the Mallingrat Underground Garage closets with people, and we also filled the police department's booking room, which is all encapsulated, no windows. We filled that room with people also, and everything worked out okay. We didn't get hit by the tornado. If I remember correctly, there was one spotted fairly close, but but it all worked out okay.
Are there any other safety concerns that Tulip Time brings up?
Mainly, I would say the influx of people, the increase in foot traffic, where you're normally used to driving on a daily basis, are now closed streets and there are people walking everywhere. So just be mindful when you're out driving around town that a lot of people from out of town come for Tulip Time, and they don't think about, some of them don't think about traffic safety, so they might be walking across the street where they're normally not people walking. Also, after the parades, there's a lot of people in the downtown area that are trying to get back to their vehicles, back to their homes, whatever it may be. So anytime you're driving in the city of Pella during Tulip Time, it's a good idea to slow way down, keep an eye out for everything, and like I said before, don't move barricades, don't drive down streets that you don't think you probably should be.
And people can always call 911 still in case of an emergency.
Correct. We encourage people to call 911. There again, a lot of the out-of-towners don't know the Pella Police Department's phone number, so they can call 911. We get a huge influx of 911 calls. We have two communications operators working during Tulip Time where we normally would have one. So they're used to the phone ringing a lot. They're used to answering a lot of questions. If there's any problems, call 911 and we'll do what we can to help you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella. We've been talking with Shane Cox, a lieutenant with the Pella Police Department, about how they're preparing for Tulip Time and what to do in case of severe weather during Tulip Time. Keep it tuned right here to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye forecast is next.